We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Trying to figure out what's going on with the Brady situation.
He's
going to
be there when it counts.
I do think he deserves some criticism for this, don't you?
Tom Brady is going to be ready to play.
But he spent years telling us that it was so important to go to all of these things.
He's going
to
be there when it matters.
You end up winning Super Bowls because of all those little things, the little meetings, right?
But Tom's career has mostly been about, I'm going to go to the film room and watch more film.
Hey, who's the one that has told us over the years how important this is?
It used to be the Patriot way. It's no longer that.
All right, so yeah, I'm so angry Brady's not there.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
And it's the Celtics.
LeBron James with another virtuoso playoff performance.
I put the work in day out of my body, working on my game every day.
It's all about sacrifice.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, you got your charts ready? A little pie?
No, I do.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
I'm looking at them in front of you, and you got nothing.
I don't know. I got preoccupied.
Want Paul to play another like movie trailer or something? Yeah, what do you want?
Clean it up. Break it down.
Come on. What's your percentage?
Right now.
What's your percentage? Give you your
see
percentage.
50%. Like I said before, 50% is the whole the tension issue, like the Bill, the Guerrero, the shrapnel effect that came from all that stuff that was going
big.
On.
That's pretty big, the bad
50%. Vibes, the begrudgery that was all encompassed that whole season.
Begrudgery.
I need a break. Yes, that's 50%.
Okay, that's a big percent.
25% is contract.
60% of the time.
How much is family?
25.
Mm.
25. And that is a portion of it, yeah.
Well, that's the smallest portion of it. I'm looking at your pie right now. 25 is the smallest. So, in other words, there is tension. There is an issue.
No,
because 50% of it and 25% is contract. So, 75% of it is outside of the family.
You know what? Don't you think, like, so, you know, we sit there.
Right?
It's
a
pretty
that,
high
that,
percentage.
That's
I don't
my,
know.
Yeah,
you
that's,
do
that's,
math.
That's,
we look
that's
at Brady.
Sal Pal math.
We look, we look at Brady, and you guys think, like all right. He's just, you look at the seven reasons, you know, what is that book that he talks about? Like
four reasons.
Four commandments.
Is it only
no,
four? It can't yeah, be four.
The book.
Really?
Four.
That's it?
Read the book.
No, I,
12
I think I stopped at
Simplify.
It's the quickest
yeah.
book in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, I stopped reading after one.
Yeah.
Agreements.
How many?
The four agreements.
Four agreements.
Yeah.
So we think that
you
he's like.
Three others.
We think he's like this Buddha where he's like divine and he just easily forgive everybody and water under the bridge and like he's not pissed off.
Hold on. Lou and I started talking about how he's pissed off and how there are issues here and with Guerrero and with the contract and all these other quarterbacks making money. At 10 o'clock or 10:30 when we ever started this, you sat here and told family. It's all about family.
No, you told me to put
family.
It down. No, I said it's.
And now
no,
it turns out 3 hours later,
I
Lou.
I said it was more.
It's 25%
you're
family.
Trying to label it as just one thing. It isn't.
Oh, web
it
we
isn't.
Weave.
Oh, it isn't that you know. Don't
in a web right
don't
now.
Allow him to kind of pull you by your nose
well,
and lead you.
Saying.
You know what? Be a man and just stand on your own. You don't need to just follow his way just because he's chubby and he's
I just happen
got a
to,
big head.
To agree with the round mound of sound.
I like the way you do that. You call Lou out. You're not masculine enough.
You're that's not a man. You're not a real Italian. A real Italian would come in here in a tank top. And,
all I can say is I am pleased that you've come around our
no,
way.
No, I've never changed most, my point of
yes,
view.
Sure.
Like I told you weeks and weeks ago.
No, no,
months ago.
No, you said it was
months
all family.
Ago,
and now
no,
we just heard
no,
it's only
no,
25%
no, no,
family. It's 75%
no, I told
theirs.
You. Now you've got the whole mouth thing.
Yeah, you got the Novocaine just came back. 75%.
I do think. You deserve some criticism for this, don't you?
The issues have always been real, and the more people you know, the more you talk to people, and you go, wow, I didn't think it was that bad.
I would agree.
I didn't think it was that bad. So you sit there
I think
and go,
it's worse than a lot of people think.
Well, so do I. So when you sit there and tell me, okay, what is it all about?
What now, do you mean? Now you do think it's worse.
No. Glenn,
yeah, we're talking about contract.
I brought it in the office right. and I told you about it. So don't act like this is like some new thing you're hearing.
No, he knows that it's bad. You just don't really believe that it's contract.
Right.
No, I believe the
contract. More than
no.
anything. Because I do. I think
so
contract's
guys,
number one.
You guys think that he's
goes hand
to
in
me,
hand,
I just sit there going, is this so if you're holding out and if you're trying to send a message, you're realistically, technically trying to scare your owners. You're trying to scare them that, okay, listen, hey, there's a possibility that I won't be around. Well, we don't have a quarterback. We don't really have a great backup. And how long could this last? And how's it going to affect us? You're scaring them, right? Do you think if they called his bluff and said, all right, go ahead, sit out OTAs, mandatory OTAs. All right, go ahead, go sit out training camp, the first week of training camp. Do you really think he's going to do it? Do you really think he's going to do it? The answer is no, he's not going to do it. And we can sit here and talk in circles all day long. But if you want to sit there and hold out and sit out because you want a new contract, I'm telling you, Tom Brady can do the exact same thing, regardless of what Kraft said, regardless of what Don Yee is doing. And it'll end up happening in this dead period or in September. And everyone's like, oh, by the way, Tom Brady's got a new contract. I mean, really, that's exactly how it's going to happen.
All of that may be true, but the fact that he's pissed off and he's also looking at what other guys are making. And there's one thing if he's in a harmonious situation. His wife told us all he wanted to do was go to work and be happy every day, which obviously she was appreciated. So what does appreciated mean?
Money.
Appreciated means instead of me getting $14 million, when some young kid who was backing me up here and has won big deal, 5 games out in San Francisco, is getting 24, it's a problem.
I would agree
for him.
Because I do believe that feeling appreciated doesn't mean just money all the time.
Right.
It can mean other things.
Yeah, but doesn't go hand in hand in that happy, he might be willing to accept a little bit less.
Little things, you know. Obviously, when your state of mind, your frame of mind isn't in a good place and you've got this tension building, you know, normally in years past, you might brush off, you know, Bill Belichick press conference. But maybe where your frame of mind is and you're not feeling your relationship is where it should be and you go out and do what you did against Jacksonville, given the surgery or given the cut that we saw in his thumb, and you hear your coach say, Jesus, guys, I mean, he's up. It's not like he had heart surgery.
Right.
You know, I mean, that can all of a sudden fall into that category of not feeling appreciated.
See, I think that the contract is by the way, it's like a plus one is what I think the contract, the money is when you really want to break it down. I think the money is a plus one. You can't look and see what Garoppolo got. And what Drew Brees and Garoppolo, you can, okay, listen, it's the San Francisco 49ers, I get it. But then Drew Brees goes down and he's younger than you and you're better than him and you could probably play longer at a higher level than him and they're hooking him up and the Saints love Drew Brees. Mickey Loomis loves Drew Brees. They're going to hook him up. The same thing is going to be done with Brady.
Well, let me ask you this question. So we agree that there's some tension, right? That the relationship is not what it once was, and maybe to a lot of people, it's maybe worse than a lot of people think. What if it was great? What if their relationship has never been better, Bill and Tom? Do you think Tom would then want more money? Or is he at the point where, like, listen, as long as everything is cool, I'm going to do whatever the team needs me to do. But you know what? Now you're pissing me off. So you know what? Screw you. Now
so
I do want to get paid.
So they were
like
friends.
I should be getting paid.
They squashed it.
I'm just wondering. Like,
and
you
then
think,
now, okay, what? No.
Like, if their relationship was great, would he still want more? Would he still sit there? I need more money. I want.
If your relationship was great, you would trust the other person to know that they're not going to screw you, that they're going to do the right thing.
That trust is probably gone.
Okay, but you say they're friends now. Everybody, it's all squashed. So if it's squashed, then we're good. Hey, this whole contract thing. Now we're good, Tom. We're you know what?
Everybody wants, good. But everybody wants their value. What they perceive as their true value. He was the MVP last year at $14 million, and there are guys that are making $10, $15 million more than he's making now. Back to the phone calls. Here's Julian. Go ahead, Julian.
Hey, what's up, guys? I've been enjoying listening to this conversation. I wanted to add in one thing, put a little bit of a different spin on it, outside of the pie chart you guys have created. So here's the thing. Aside from all this and the drama and the speculation about why, can we look at his whole career and can we look at what he accomplished this past year? Bringing the Pats, being the MVP, bringing the Pats to the Super Bowl, and just say, hey, you know what? Look at how this guy prepares himself. Look at how old he is. Maybe this guy actually knows what's best for him in terms of preparation. You know, I mean, he brought them to the Super Bowl. He brought them back in the fourth quarter. The defense did nothing to help him. I mean, I'm just thinking about the pressure he was under. He was taking so many sacks in the beginning of the year. Let the guy work with Guerrero. It's obviously working. You know, why even question him? Why even question him at this point?
But they are letting him work with Guerrero.
No, I know. But, I mean, instead of, you know, the hours, instead of putting in those hours at OT, you know, and having those guys catch a few passes from him.
But Julian, hold on. He's the one that has told us over the years, and everything you just said, I agree with you. He's been the greatest. I'm not worried about him when we get into the season. I'm a little bit concerned about some of the receivers that he might not have a connection with who are brand new here and don't know what Tom Brady's all about. It's more for them. But this is what Tom Brady has always been. He's always been about the team. He's not been about Tom. Now suddenly we're seeing a different Tom Brady, and why shouldn't we be critical about that? The thing we loved about Tom, he was just one of the guys, but now he wants to be above it. Now, if he does, you're right. He deserves that because of the career he's had and all the things he's had, but let's call him out on it. Let's not sit there and hide and say, well, let's hide it now. Tommy wants to be selfish, so let's just cover it up for him. No, it is what it is.
What if he comes in fresher is my point. You know, let him hang out with Giselle. Let him hang out with Giselle for the summer. He relaxes.
For the summer? You want to let him go for the entire summer with the family? What are you, crazy?
I don't know. Maybe the guy knows what he's doing. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I mean. This is what the fan base is saying right now. They really believe that all Tom has to do is show up on that first Sunday in September. We're good. That's what they think.
How many aging athletes do you know work less as they get older?
I don't know. Is that the case? I don't know.
They work far more.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, conditioning, he's doing his thing. There's no question. But I'm just talking about at his craft, you know.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to get, and I have not heard anything about this catch that he missed in the Super Bowl. Does anybody consider that to have been overthrown? That's the last thing I want to ask.
What catch are you talking about? What catch are you talking about?
You know, when they ran the play where Brady was supposed to make that catch and he fumbled it. Does anybody think that was overthrown? I always thought that was overthrown.
Oh, the throwback pass.
Oh, he dropped it.
Yeah, he dropped it, but, you know.
Tough catch over his shoulder.
Yeah, but why are they even running that play in the first place? But I'm saying, the guy's slow. Give him a break. He may have been a little bit overthrown.
See, you really nitpicking this play?
This is unbelievable, though. This is really unbelievable that the fan base, and this is the problem you have with something like this, that Tom can do no wrong.
They've sort of turned this argument into, like, Al Horford.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm just saying, like, Al can go 0-for-4 from the floor and get one rebound, and you won't have anybody be able to admit that he had a bad game.
Yeah, but hold on.
But you just don't want to admit now, that Brady, maybe you're a little disappointed in Tom, and you just can't do it.
I can't believe he's doing this.
What?
But Brady is deserving of more than Al Horford.
So what's the deal? He's a 5-time All-Star, Glenn. I mean, he's the glue.
He does
everything.
Glue.
Listen to Brad Stevens.
I mean, it's a decent analogy. Not as good as mine, but I mean,
no, I'm just saying, like, you can't just admit that maybe you're disappointed a little bit that he's here and you're surprised that Tom Brady's acting a little bit selfish.
Well, especially when you play old sound of him talking about how important it is. And you won't find anybody who thinks that it isn't, because really any work is good. Anything is going to help. So, but it's bigger than that.
So Tom Brady convinces us through all of these years that he works harder than anybody else, and because he works harder and he does all these additional things, and he's gotten
Who actually said that he works the hardest? How do you know he works the hardest?
Well, but he's
because who's telling you that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Every time
I'm sorry, Christian.
Hold on, no.
When you
no,
were
my
with
point
the
is,
team.
No, my point
Tom
is,
was the second guy my point working
is,
hard on the
my
team.
My point is that every time I hear Bill talk, it's always like, oh, nobody works harder. He can talk about whoever. It's that person he's talking about is always the hardest working person on the team.
Oh, okay.
They all work hard.
All right.
They
but,
all do.
But it's but
you
he,
think Julian Edelman is working harder than Tom Brady right
Tom's
now?
Tom's working hard right now. Yeah. He's just doing it at TB12, which I think is a bad look.
Yes, I think it's a bad
That's
look.
That's taking time away from the family.
What do you think Gronk is?
Christian, TB12.
Really? I know for a fact that he's working out at Gillette Stadium. How about that?
Both of them?
What?
Both of them? Is he at both places?
Do
you think he's at TB12 at all?
I would do.
Is he at TB12 at all?
Who?
Gronk.
Yeah, but
okay,
so what?
Well, there you go. He's working on TB12.
Yeah, but you're acting like it's like they can't work out of TB12. Like it's like
their
it's
team
not part
is
of the
like,
deal.
They can look out the window and
so
see their
what?
Team practicing.
So what? So he goes down there. He does both.
But I feel like Gronk is kind of like everyone's with the understanding of, okay, well, Gronk can't get a deal done till Thursday, so he's not going to step in the field and get hurt. He's going to wait till Thursday. Sign his deal.
It is only Tuesday. I am not going to make it.
No, you're not making it.
I'm not going to make it. Not. I'm telling you right
now. Take Friday off. Why don't you take Friday off?
I think Paul's taking. Paul, aren't you taking Friday off?
Yes, I'm off Friday.
Wow.
Where are you going?
Who's subbing for you?
Paul, where are you going?
I have a golf tournament on Friday every year.
Local golf tournament?
It's it's down in South Shore.
Now, who's taking your spot? Is Lucy taking your spot?
I think you're getting double dose. You're getting Ryan and Lucy. Lucy's on the board, though, so good luck.
Lucy's driving.
What do you mean by
Lucy's
that?
Lucy's driving.
You don't think she can do it, huh?
No, he hates Lucy.
Why don't you think she can do it?
She's a woman?
She
what are you saying? Saying.
What are you talking about?
He said 100 times that she cannot run
the board. You don't think she can run the board?
She can run the board fine.
Can she start those cuts?
Actually, right? I don't think
she start those cuts at fast speed like you do?
Nobody can do that like
it's
that.
It's funny, though. When Lucy's sitting on the board, though, when you're gone, I think she panics because she knows that we're going to ask her for something. I don't think she really quite knows how to find
it. We'll find out on Friday. You guys treat her the same way you would
treat me. Ryan's going to allow her to drive? Like, Ryan's not. Ryan,
why aren't you running the board?
Why isn't Ryan running the board?
Why is Lucy running the board on Friday? You're not running the board.
Lucy's running the board on Friday?
Well, oh, he's the first you're hearing about this? Oh, yeah, sorry. You're not running the board.
I love this place. We all communicate. We're in a communication business.
So you got jumped over. And leapfrogged.
Mm. Wow. And hey, that's our boss's call. That's not even our call. That was told. That was Ken. Ken says Lucy's on the
board. Oh, Ken!
He's the executive producer in charge of all the other producers.
See, that's smart, Paul. Just take yourself out of the decision-making process altogether.
Why do I get the feeling that Ken's doing something that Kirk wants him to do to maybe sabotage another show?
I'm at peace with it.
I think I'm going to get sick that day.
Hmm.
Mike, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Chris, don't go easy on her. I want you guys to demand all the ridiculous.
No. I am going to be so.
I think I have a tooth problem.
Nothing she can do is wrong. Awesome.
All right, 617-779-7937. We are back to your phone calls coming up next.
On air, online, via Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. More of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now. Sports Radio WEEI.
I just made a big mistake last night. I expected Boston to be able to win one road game, one against LeBron James. My bad. It's over. It's over. Cleveland's too old and too unbalanced. And Boston just can't win a game unless mom makes them a home-cooked meal and they're staying in their nice, comfortable bed. Because you put Boston on the road and they miss dunks and layups and everything. I want to get back home. I'm not very good on the road. It's a hotel and I have to sleep by myself and mom doesn't make me a meal.
That's Colin Cowherd. It's good. He just discovered this, by the way. This is brand new. He just discovered.
Talking about the Celtics or just the game itself?
No, he's talking about the Celtics.
The lead.
I think he just realized that. Maybe he hasn't realized it yet.
But was he saying that about... J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver in game one.
Kyle Korver?
Oh, they didn't like staying in Park Plaza?
Didn't he pick the Celtics to win, though? Did he not? Is that why he's kind of irritated and uptight?
I thought he picked Cleveland to win, correct?
I would have no idea.
I think he picked Cleveland to win. But then after the first two games, he probably was a little... Did he do the same thing? Did he do the same mocking voice? Because Cleveland couldn't win in the road.
That's what I mean.
And Cleveland has a superstar. Matter of fact, you could argue that he's the best player in the game, and they couldn't win on the road. Is he just realizing, I love these people that cover sports every single day like we do. Are they just discovering this morning or this afternoon that the NBA has a home and road issue? It's like it's brand new. It's like it just came out of nowhere. Right.
Again, you're a victim of the period of time that you're in. It's just like you just can't see past it or through it. And you forget like what happened in the years past. I agree with him. It's to me, that's the same attitude I have towards it. Yeah, that's it. That's it, right? You did a really good job, actually, with the voice and, you need a home-cooked meal and, you just need mommy to rub your belly.
I want to get back home. I'm not very good on the road. It's a hotel, and I have to sleep by myself, and mom doesn't make me a meal.
That's great. That was good.
That's pretty good. I tried to do that one. I was impressed by that. Like, I never thought he actually had it in him.
That's what you were actually impressed at. You thought, that's a pretty good impersonation.
Yeah, I like that. That's a safe one, too.
Yeah, I'm learning my craft. I can pick up something from Cowherd here. The whole thing is foolish. I just learned this now. Brian Windhorst.
Yeah.
LeBron's right-hand
caddy.
Big caddy. He's now apparently talked about this whole Carl Anthony Towns story, and apparently teams are lining up. Matter of fact, he's revealed that the Clippers actually tried to get Carl Anthony Towns at the trading deadline for Blake Griffin, and it turns out that Carl Anthony Towns' issue is very similar to Tom Brady's issue.
His family?
Nope.
He doesn't like his coach?
No, not family. No.
What part of the pie are we talking about?
I'll read it for you. Let's put it this way. I didn't make this up. People in the league have been saying, you know, maybe we should make a call, take a look, and see what's going on with Carl Towns. Now, he and Tom Thibodeau did not have the greatest season together, but I think that's fair to say. The Timberwolves recently fired Vince LaGarza. Vince LaGarza is the strength and conditioning coach, but he's also actually the trainer for Carl Anthony Towns.
Personal
trainer. Right. And according to the story Windhorst has got, they never told Towns about it. He found out about it when the media started reporting it, and he's all pissed off. They took his guy out. They took his guy out. So he said,
guy didn't tell him that he got fired? Right.
So he's apparently, it's not as much the Wolves looking to trade him, but it could be that Carl Anthony Towns wants to get out. Now, they're bringing up another possibility, and this is an interesting one. The new collective bargaining agreement allows players to receive supermax salaries in their 9th and 10th seasons only if they get it from the original team that drafted them or change teams only during the first 4 seasons.
Rookie contract.
Via a trade, correct. And guess what year Towns is coming up on?
His 4th year.
Year 4.
And he's got $7.8 million, I think.
Correct.
They picked up the option.
Yep.
That's a guy, you know, forget about Kawhi Leonard. Because I just feel like you're going to replace, you know, a wing with a very good wing right now. There's still a lot of question marks. That's why Anthony Davis comes in the picture. You know, because now all of a sudden you're getting a big to go with the great wing player you have and the great point guard you have. You know, so now all of a sudden now Carl Anthony Towns comes into play.
Yep.
And with his $6.7 million contract, you can actually have him and Horford on the same court.
Correct. And then when Horford's gone, you're not repaying him the $30 million 2 years from now. This is your guy.
This is the guy.
And Horford,
you know, brings him
on. How many
games Carl Anthony Towns has missed in his first 3 years in the NBA?
No. How many?
None.
Wow.
So you talk about now injury, because I heard that about, you know, I understand, too.
He's not Joel Embiid.
Anthony Davis, yeah. Right? Injuries. A little concerned with Anthony. You know, Embiid's another one. He's missed 0 games. He's played in 82. He started 82 games 3 years in a row. Yeah. All of a sudden, this now becomes the guy.
And it sounds to me like he's being the pain in the ass, that maybe he wants out. They're starting to leak that stuff out, and teams know this, sense this, and according to Windhorst, the teams are lining up right now. So there are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be trying to make a deal with Minnesota. They're looking at this kid saying right now he can rebound, he can shoot threes, which is what you want for bigs in 2018. He also can hit free throws. He's, I think, an 85% free throw shooter, something like that.
That's where Danny Ainge is still giggling. You know, all the Brooklyn Nets picks are gone, but what this team's doing right now, he can still do whatever he wants.
Yep.
We don't know what that Sacramento pick's going to be next year,
right.
But you have it.
Then you got Memphis. Then you got the Clippers.
And you got Jalen, and you got Tatum, and you got Rozier.
Yep. You got tons of stuff to send their way. There's no question about it. I think, and apparently they weren't thrilled with the way he played defense, but he's got the skill set, I think, to be a really good defensive player. And he's a shot blocker. So, and he's 22 years old. But that's an interesting one, that it could be that it's not as much Tom Thibodeau, though Thibodeau's having problems with him, and they weren't crazy about his play in the playoffs, but it could be he's more pissed off at the Timberwolves, doesn't like what's going on internally in the organization, and now, like Tom Brady, pissed off, he's got his guru, right? He's got his guy, his trainer, and suddenly they get rid of the trainer. They fire the trainer because the trainer spent a lot of time with him personally. It was his personal guy.
So he's not only the strength coach, but his personal trainer. Like, it's kind of seems.
So I'm wondering if he's seeing this guy in his own now. I wonder if he's seeing this guy that was fired. What's the guy's name? LaGarza, Vince LaGarza. I wonder if he's seeing this guy on
probably.
His own.
Probably, I'm sure they're. I mean, I'm sure they're like MF and you know the organization like crazy. You got to get out of there. You got to get out.
Well,
of
I
there.
Think what you
when
just
you leave,
mentioned
bring me with you
is
right?
The biggest reason, really, the contract, the supermax. You know, because you know you're sitting there saying, okay. How much longer am I got another big deal here in Minnesota, then a third big deal in Minnesota? Or do I go somewhere now where I can envision myself playing, you know, for 6 years You know, getting a big deal, the next one, and then the Supermax after.
Yeah, so the Timberwolves can offer Towns a contract extension this summer worth a projected $157 million over 5 years. They could even include a clause that would lift Towns' compensation by 20% to a projected $188 million over 5 years if he makes an all-NBA team next season. That could pave over many problems, but it wouldn't necessarily signify a complete resolution. Towns would still be trade eligible, and the clock would still be ticking on his ability to get that designated veteran player deal elsewhere later, which is that Supermax deal. A max rookie scale extension wouldn't lower Towns' trade value. Any team trying for him surely expects to give him that same extension itself. So the question is, do they try to do this before they have to sign him, or do they deal him now? He's the guy that probably is most likely to be dealt here. Certainly sounds that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then you're going to end up, I don't see how New Orleans ends up signing DeMarcus Cousins, so he signs with somebody like Dallas or somebody like that, a team that's looking at him as a main piece in the middle, and New Orleans sits there and says, we got other positions we've got to fill here. We don't need two big guys. We were much better with Anthony Davis without DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, if the timing is right. You know, 1 year left on that deal, right? I mean, Anthony Davis has got 2 years left.
Right.
You know, if Anthony Davis had 1 year left, I think there may be more talks about moving him. A year from now, I think there will be talks about moving Anthony Davis.
So do you remember the talk here after the first two games against Cleveland? People were saying, hey, Danny Ainge is probably just going to stay pat, stay with what he's got, because he's going to look at it and say, we get Kyrie back, you know, we get Haywood next year.
And he could.
And we're good. Yeah, he could. But after you've seen the last two games, and you look at what you have, and granted, they would be better, certainly with Kyrie and with Haywood on the road. If you're Danny Ainge, aren't you looking at it, especially if you're watching what's going on with Golden State? You're sitting there going, I got to make another move.
No, well, what you're hoping for is you're hoping that guys like Terry Rozier, who would be the guy that would be out, because, you know, he's not going to replace Kyrie Irving. You hope they play as well as possible. You hope they hit their ceiling so their value goes up.
Right.
You know, and you, I guess, you know, I think everyone's kind of fallen in love with Tatum and Brown. I don't think anyone wants to see them go. But
I don't think he's going to move them now. I think he's going to try to see if he can make a deal without moving those guys. And you know, you talk about assets. Those
you're not going to give up. You're not going to get Karl Anthony Towns without giving up Jalen.
No, you're going to have to give up
one
something.
One or the other.
I'm just saying you have to give up one of them with Rozier and that pick.
Yep.
Kid's 22 years old. You know, and I don't even know if that's enough. I have no idea. But, and this is why you love what you're seeing from these guys. Forget about the home road splits. They're all pretty much first year starters. And I'll throw Rozier. We know he's a late season starter. First year guys, for the most part. I know Brown is not year two, but as a starter, you got to give up one of those guys.
You know what's scary, though?
And the fact they're playing so well might only, you know, maybe have to give up not as much on the back end.
And you're right. Other teams may have more to give. And a team that probably could do it without giving up a whole lot, because they've never had this player, would be Phoenix. So Phoenix has got the number one pick. They've got some pretty good players on that team already, right, through draft picks over the last couple of years. They've got a power forward. They've got a point guard, shooting guard. Well, they could use help at the two. But you look at it and say, they could trade the number one pick, which is DeAndre Ayton. So suddenly Minnesota's got themselves the next Karl Anthony Towns. Towns goes to Phoenix, and suddenly Phoenix has got a 22-year-old polished player. Is Phoenix not a much better team next year?
They sure are, but you're Karl Anthony Towns, you're a year away from free agency. You're going to just sit there and, let's hold off so I can be a free agent so I can leave, get the hell out of Phoenix.
Suppose Phoenix is good next year. Suppose he makes them good. He likes it. Likes the weather.
So they're going to be really good?
Weather. Yeah, they're going to be the Philadelphia Sixers.
Yeah, they're going to be really good, huh?
That's a quick turnaround.
We're not taking anymore.
Yeah, Phoenix is going to be really good?
I think they'll be better. With him, they'll be better. But they're in the West. They're in the West.
Better with him.
They're in the West.
They're in the playoffs.
They're in the West. That's the problem. We got one more segment to go. You okay? Can you finish up today? Should we worry about Thursday and Friday?
I played hurt today, man.
What's your hurt today?
I burnt the roof of my mouth this morning before you got here.
I'm sorry.
Drinking my coffee. But you don't hear my voice changing, do you?
I don't want to be an a-hole for Candyman's dog. So I want to just say I feel bad for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You've already learned.
Thoughts and prayers to you and your mouth.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, where the callers get their shot to weigh in.
Why don't you argue the point, Chris, instead of calling people names? You all douchebag, right, go ahead.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I thought of you with love today, but that is nothing new. I thought about yesterday, and days before that, too. I think of you in silence. I often speak your name. All I have are memories and your picture in a frame. Your memory is my keepsake, with which I will never part. God has kept you in his keeping. I have you in my heart. I touched your leg that one night when no one was around.
Jen!
How is that relevant to this?
Sorry.
God, I thought we were cruel yesterday. About Patrick Gilroy's dog dying.
They were reading.
So that was Chloe's gravestone.
Gravestone, yeah, they're reading the gravestone. Which might be a little over the top, wouldn't you say, for a dog?
No, I mean, it's the gravestone. My issue is, playing the dog barking, and you won't play it.
Yeah.
No, I never said I wouldn't play it.
No, you were very nervous about it.
I think we greased the skids for them to play the dog bark.
We gave them
We had more respect for Patrick Gilroy's situation.
I would say we did compared to what I heard this morning.
Not you, though. No,
I
feel bad
for
the
picture he tweeted out? That's a serious grave and a real gravestone that's going on.
Where's the cutoff point with pets? I mean, where do you decide the gravestone? Parakeet? Reptile?
I think if you're an animal lover, you don't discriminate. Like, everybody gets the same treatment. Yeah. Everybody gets that full-fledged, pet cemetery.
I love my dogs, but I think there's a limit.
Real quick, I got a very interesting tweet here from one Tori Garnett.
Okay. Hello,
Tori. He says the Celtics should hire Carl Anthony Towns as trainer.
Ooh.
That's a great idea.
Ooh. Ooh. If you're an NFL team right now and you want Tom Brady, you know who you should hire?
Exactly.
Alexander.
Old Gronk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Old Gronk's a good idea, too.
You do it like that. All right. So Kyle Draper's here. Hold on. Kyle Draper's on this afternoon, right?
Yeah, Kyle Draper's here.
Last time he was on, he was on
with you guys till like 2:05. So I thought we'd spare everybody.
So they did the promos of this afternoon.
Did they?
Two stiffs and Kyle Draper will be here.
Probably. The Kyle Draper Show.
See, it's
I think it's kind of coincidence that Al Horford has a good game and Drapes is suddenly in here doing the crossover.
Right.
And last night he was and there's no Drapes in here to talk to my man Merlone over here.
That's true. Maybe that's what it was. That's not true. I volunteered. I said, let me get in there.
How quick is it that the guy that tells me never to look at the box score is going to say, he hit 15-7? What do you want? He hit 15-7.
It's a good game. It helps you. Then you use it.
Jalen Brown is 25?
Yeah,
he was outstanding.
It's so good.
Just blame it on Stevens now. Everybody's blaming it on Stevens.
I know, it's his fault. Coach of the year. Now he stinks. Why would the coaches vote for him? They were on to something.
Tyronn Lue, coach of the year.
Yeah, he had his finger on the pulse at the end of the game, didn't he? Ty Lue is electric. He was really good. He seems like a great coach. So we'll have a lot on the Celtics, obviously.
When did Brett Brown become this horrible coach, though?
We also have some Tom Brady news. I think some exclusive to Dale and Keefe news coming up.
What do you mean exclusive?
There's some reporting out there that may not be correct about Tom Brady, and we have something for you.
Nice.
How does that? Ooh, nice is right.
I like
it.
Wait a minute. I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm locked in.
Is this an exclusive, like, breaking news story, or is this a programming
What do you mean?
Story.
No. This is like there's some reports out there right now about Tom Brady, and people are taking them as though they are true. We are here to tell you that they are untrue.
But when are you going to say that? At the top of the hour?
Yeah, pretty early on.
Like, or right
maybe,
away.
Maybe
like
at 5:30. I don't know when we're going to do it. No, but I'm serious.
Tell me.
This just into the Daily
I like
News
show.
Desk.
I'm not saving it for after two. I'm not listening.
You can't get it out of me now.
I like your show, but
no, we'll do it. We'll do it early in the show.
Please.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
Who is that? I was so sick that day. That's what's underreported about.
Did your dog
thing.
Pass away
so
that
sick.
Day?
Oh, if it did, I wouldn't be in for months.
Use that as an excuse.
I wouldn't be in for months.
You know what's a good excuse now? Dental work.
I
can't wait for Friday show. That's the show I'm waiting
That's
for.
That's a good I can't wait, too.
That'll be good. All right, boys, we're out of here because Drapes couldn't come in.
He wanted to come in. He wanted
so
to be
So you
here.
And Dale can do it for the first 20 minutes, and then maybe we'll get an exclusive somewhere down
exclusive
the road.
Exclusive to Dale and Keith. Coming up. Stay tuned. Rip the knobs off.
Tomorrow we'll report on the exclusive. All right, we're out of here, boys. See you at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Goodbye, Paul.
Find
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.